This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Progress.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Hamabayim. We have an amazing subject tonight, a very important topic. And welcome, everybody. Tonight's shiur is continuing in the shiur of Sefer Devarim, which are dedicated by Dr. Zakheim, U'mishpachto L'nishmas of Shlomo Eliezer ben Rabbi Yaakov Zakheim, by Rivka Bas Tovia Halevi, and L'nishmas of David ben Rabbi Yaakov Tzvi HaKoyen. Sefer Bamidbar is also generously sponsored by my friend Rabbi Isaac Yastolovsky, L'nishmas Shabsi ben Yitzchak Isaac, whose yard site was Tesvav Sivan. Tonight's shiur is still available if you'd like to sponsor tonight's shiur. Okay. Now, firstly, you all wanted to know what's in the bag. This is for you. This was created by my friend Rabbi Yaakov Tubi. 10 things to think about when you eat. Okay? So you put it on the table and best to cover the phone with it. 10 things to think about when you eat and 7 ways to use mealtime to yearn for Geula. Shlomo, you want to give these out? Come. Shlomo's going to give these out. And you could take these home. Actually, what's interesting is tonight we're going to learn an 11th thing to think about when you eat. Okay, good news. So the Sefer on Chinuch Habanim, I finally finalized the cover. A new design. I don't think I've seen a Sefer ever in this shape. Also, new format, new typeset. If anybody wants to participate in the Sefer on Chinuch Habanim, that's available. And also, good news is, the Sefer, the Mystery and the Majesty, has been completed in Spanish and French. If you ever said, you know, I never participated in a Sefer in Spanish before, well, it's your lucky day. Probably last night you were tossing and turning, you couldn't sleep. You don't know, you didn't understand, why couldn't you sleep last night? Probably because you wanted to be Mishtatef in a Sefer on Spanish, or French, or both. Both of those are now available. If you'd like to participate, please let us know. We have a very important topic tonight. Really an amazing subject. Moshe Rabbeinu, in the aftermath of the Chet HaMeraglim, is Mespalel Ta'kodesh Baruch Hu, Slachna La'avoin Ha'om Hazeh, Kegoyda Chasecha, V'chasher Nososa Es Ha'om Hazeh, Mi Mitzrayim V'Adhena. Please forgive for this nation. Slachna La'avoin Ha'om Hazeh. What does Ribbono Shel Olam say? V'yomer Hashem. Ribbono Shel Olam said, Solachti, I forgive you. I atone, kidvarecha, like you said. Now, if I would have been learning these psukim, this pasuk, what did the Ribbono Shel Olam mean, I forgive like you said? Moshe asked to be forgiven. So Hashem says, I forgive like you say. That was Moshe's request. Ribbono Shel Olam says, yeah, I forgive like you say. Did you know Rashi doesn't learn that way? You know how Rashi interprets salachti kidvarecha? Rashi says, I atone like you said. Bishvil masha marta. I atone because of your argument. What's your argument? Penyoimru mi bilti chalas Hashem. Moshe said, if you don't take the Yidden into Eretz Yisrael, the nations of the world are going to say, you don't have the ability to take us into Eretz Yisrael. It's going to be a chilal Hashem. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say, save us, have rachamim on us. You know, we have a strong Yetzirah. You love us. No, Moshe said, if you kill us in the Midbar, the nations of the world are going to say, Hashem is not powerful. So Hashem said, oh, good gesagt. I forgive you because of that argument. Because you said that the nations of the world are going to say, Mi bilti yecholas Hashem. The Ribbono Shel Olam does not have the ability, lahavi es ha'am hazeh, to bring this nation el ha'aretz asher nishba lahem. In other words, the argument of Moshe specifically was, it's going to be yechol Hashem. And Hashem said, you know what? Salachti, but only kidvarecha. So the question is, how does Rashi know that's what the pasuk means? Hashem said, I forgive you, like you said. Maybe that means Moshe asked to be forgiven. So Hashem says, that's what you asked for, I'm going to do it. How does Rashi know that what the Ribbono Shel Olam meant is because of that specific argument? You know, Moshe offered many tefillos. He said, Yigdal na koyach Hashem. He said 9 of the midos harachmim. Now I'm going to tell you something, no extra charge. It's oyoim v'noira. In Parshas Kisisa, because of the Chet HaEgel, Moshe Rabbeinu invokes 13 Midas Rachamim. In Parsha Shlach, because of Chira Meraglim, Moshe invokes 9 Midas Rachamim. Says the Arizal, Shiva Asar B'Tamuz is because of Shviras Haluchos, which happened on because of the Chira Egal. How many days in Tammuz after Shiva Asar B'Tamuz? 13. So since Shiva Asar B'Tamuz kicks off the Shviras Haluchos, there are 13 days of Tammuz connected to Yud Gimel Midos that Moshe Rabbeinu used because of the Shviras Haluchos. But the Chet of the Meraglim was Tisha B'Av. And in response to Chet of Meraglim, Moshe Rabbeinu said 9 Midos HaRachamim. Connected to 9 days that correspond to the Chet of the Meraglim. So you have 2 Chatam, Shviras Haluchos, Chet HaMeraglim, Chet HaEgel, Chet HaMeraglim. Chet HaEgel precipitated 13 days, so Moshe Rabbeinu uses Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim. Chet HaMeraglim precipitated 9 days, so Moshe Rabbeinu uses 9 Midas HaRachamim. That's Stam Oyem HaNoira. But the question is, back to the ranch, how does Rashi know that when the Ribbono Shel Olam says, Salachti Kidvarecha, he means, I will atone them, but only because of your argument. So, the Chabina Rav once came to a Jew who needed a Yeshua. And the Yid said, I tried everything. I tried davening. I tried skulais. I tried mitzvahis. So the Chabina Rav said, the key, the biggest segula, is if you, for a Yeshua, is if you daven, that the Ribbono Shel Olam should send the Yeshua to be Mekadesh his name. Not for you. Not that, oh, Ribbono Shel Olam, I need a refuah, I need a Yeshua, I need a simcha. No, Ribbono Shel Olam, if you do it, you're going to have a Kvod Shamayim from it. You're going to have, there's going to be a Kiddush Hashem from it. That's the big, the most powerful tefillah, is if you daven Laman Shemoy. Says the Chabina Rav, how do I know this? I know this from Rashi. Where did Rashi get from that Hashem said to Moshe, I atone because of what you said, meaning that you said that the guy, that you said the nations of the world will say, Mi bilti yucholas Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu made many tefillos, he offered many tefillos, he had many arguments. How does Rashi know that when Hashem said kidvarecha, he meant the argument that the name of Hashem will be mischalel? Must be Rashi knew that, because the most powerful argument you could offer is that Ribbono Shel Olam, it's going to be a chil Hashem if you don't save us. So now, this is a subject I want to talk about this evening. The Nefesh HaChaim in Shar Beis, Perek Yud Aleph, says he's bothered by Akasha. A Yid has a tsar. Let's say somebody needs a Yeshua. Somebody needs a refuah. Say, Ribbono Shel Olam, it hurts so much. Help me. Now, the Ruch HaChaim Lashon says, how could you daven for that? It's ridiculous. You're going to daven that Hashem should remove the Yisurin? That's absurd. That's like, imagine you went to a doctor. Somebody has a sickness. And you go to the doctor, and you say, Doc, cure me. So the doc says, sure. Either I have to amputate your foot, or I have to give you a bad medicine. That's the only way you're going to have a refuah. Okay. So you go to the doctor. The doctor says, what insurance do you take? Take Oxford. Good. That's good. I also take Oxford. This is going to cost $1 million, and there's a $100,000 copay. Okay, the guy needs to live, so he says fine. Then the doctor says, okay, you know, the only way we could save you is you're going to take this bitter medicine. No, don't give me the bitter medicine. So the doctor says, okay, then you're going to die. Okay, so give me the bitter medicine. But don't give me the bitter medicine. You came to me, you're paying me money, this is a refuah, this is the only refuah. So what are you asking me? So says in Nefesh HaChaim, if a Jew Chas Shalom has Yisurin, the Yisurin is a kapara. So what are you asking Hashem? No, don't give me Yisurin. You brought it on yourself. This is the only refuah you could have. This is the only Yeshua. It's Hashem's chesed that he's giving the Yisurin. What are you davening for? Hashem, don't give Yisurin. The Yisurin is a refuah for the neshama. It's like going to a doctor and then saying, don't give me medicine. So what do you come to me for? So says the Nefesh HaChaim, the truth is, you can't daven. You can't daven to take away Yisurin. The only trick is to daven l'tzorech gavaya. You say, Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm a Jew. I'm your child. When I suffer, if I suffer, it's a Chil Hashem. It's a desecration of your name because I'm your ambassador. I represent you. I reflect you. It's going to diminish Kavod Shamayim. The only way for tefillah to work is if you use the angle that this is for you. But to say this is for me, God says, no, it's not for you. I know you need Yisurin, Chas V'Shalom. The only way tefillah works is Letzorech Gavaya. If you're Mechavein, Ribbono Shel Olam, it's for you, it's not for me. It's not for my benefit, it's for your benefit. So then you'll say, okay, maybe that's good for Klal Yisrael. You could daven, Ribbono Shel Olam, give us a Yeshua in Eretz Yisrael, because when the nations of the world see how downtrodden we are, how abused we are, that they could invade our land and terrorize us, and then it's our fault if we retaliate, it's a Chil Hashem. But what if an individual Jew suffers? How? What angle could you use and say, Ribbono Shel Olam, if I suffer, it's a chilul of your name. How is it a chilul Hashem if an individual Jew suffers? Ah, says the Nefesh HaChaim, because when a Jew suffers, Hashem suffers. So you say, Ribbono Shel Olam, it hurts me, forget about that. That's my problem. I know I need that. But I don't want you to suffer. The only way tefillah could work is if you say, Ribbono Shel Olam, I don't need parnas for me, I need it for you. Otherwise, Nefesh HaChaim says, you can't daven. You can't daven for yourself. The Ribbono Shel Olam knows what you need for your benefit. It's absurd to them. Says the Nefesh HaChaim, you know who teaches this to us? Rabbi Meir. Okay, don't worry. Okay? But just a time. Rabbi Meir says that when a person's bitzar, it's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Memvav, book number 6, Amar Rabbi Meir, b'shah sha'adam mitztayar, when a person is distressed, shechina, ma'alosh namas, what does the shechina say? Kalani me roishi, my head hurts. Kalani mizroyi, my arm hurts. So you say, therefore, when a Jew suffers, the Ribbono Shel Olam suffers. So we say, Ribbono Shel Olam, heal me, because I don't want you to be in pain. Give me parnasa, because I don't want you to be distressed. Alleviate my anxiety, my stress, for your benefit. Give me the Yeshua for you, because I know you hurt for me. Now, just as an aside, we once pointed out, it's in the humble Sefer, Al-Kadim Me'aranini, it's notable that Reb Meir is the one who says that when a Jew suffers, God says, my head hurts, my arm hurts. Because Reb Meir is the one who holds, we're the children of Hashem. That's Reb Meir L'shitase, that the Ribbono Shel Olam is our loving Father, so therefore when we suffer, He feels the pain very acutely. But comes the Nefesh HaChaim. Nefesh HaChaim says, by the way, why does Hashem say, my head hurts, my arm hurts? Shlomo, did you know that Hashem wears tefillin? But it's a different kind of tefillin than our tefillin. On our tefillin, it says, there's one Hashem. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. But in Hashem's tefillin, it says, there's one Klal Yisrael. Mi, umi ka'amcha Yisrael, goy echad ba'aretz. Hashem wears tefillin on His arm and on His head. You know what Hashem's tefillin is? Us. Hashem's connection to Klal Yisrael is His tefillin. So when we suffer, Hashem says, my head hurts, my arm hurts. Meaning, Klal Yisrael hurts, so I hurt. Says the Nefesh HaChaim, it's a wondrous thing. Hashem says, Yoinasi Samasi. He's like our twin. A twin, there's like a phenomenon. When one twin is suffering, the other one feels the pain. Right? You know, right? You have a twin? Not yet. But if you would have a twin, you would know. I don't have one yet either. But if I would have a twin, if I would be in pain, he would also feel the pain. That's how twins work. Anyway, Reb Chaim V'Lajner says, you ever notice in the Pasuk, Imoy Anoichi Bitsara? Imoy Anoichi Bitsara? Hashem says, I feel I'm with you in the pain. If Imoy Anoichi Bitsara, listen to this. What does the Pasuk say? Imoy Anoichi Bitsara, Al Achaletseyu V'Achabedeyu, Oyrech Yomim Aspiyeyu V'Arehu Bishu Asi. when you're in pain and I save you, it's not your salvation, it's my salvation. V'yareyu, not bishua secha. You ever wonder why doesn't it say v'yareyu bishua secha? No, it's bishua si. When Ribbono Shel Olam saves you, he's saving himself. Or you ever notice this? V'ani b'chasecha v'tachti. I trust in your kindness. Yagel libi. It should say, Yagel libi bishuasi. My heart rejoices in my salvation. No, it's not. It's your salvation, Hashem. You're being saved. You see, I like psukim that have songs. The thing is, a pasuk that has a song, you usually never think about the meaning of the words. Because you're so used to the words, you never stop. You could have sang that song a million times. The better the song, the less anyone has any idea what the pasuk means. Ani b'chazdecha b'tachti. I trust in your chesed. Ashir al Hashem kigam al aloi. That yagel libi bishua secha. Yagel libi in your salvation. In your salvation. You're the one who's being saved. Or the pasuk says, ulecha yeshua salanu. Now, you know what the biggest salvation is? Is if a person is in pain, but a person is so caught up thinking that, I know I'm suffering, but the Ribbono Shel Olam is suffering more. So the person feels the pain of the Ribbono Shel Olam more even than he feels his own pain. That itself is mechaper for one's avoinas. So the Nefesh HaChaim says that actually, this is the most important tefillah. Now he says more than this. Now, you know, if you're not interested in this segula, no problem. But this segula, you could double your salary. Double. Okay? So I know nobody's interested in that. Everybody's only l'shem shamayim. So you could tune out for this part. You'll come back when we're talking about more spiritual things. But just this part is how to double your salary. Imagine right now, you know, whatever you make $10 million a year, to $20 million right away. It doesn't take time. What is it? The Gemara says, anyone who's meshatef shem shamayim bitzaroi, anyone who joins up the name of heaven in his pain, koiflin loy parnasasai, he gets double earnings. It means like this. When a person does an avera, and the Ribbono Shel Olam punishes a person, so Hashem is in pain that this person has to suffer. But actually that's a minimum pain. You know when the Hashem is really in pain? At the time that you did the Avera and you cut yourself off from Him. So when a person does the Avera, and the Avera could be very severe, because Chazal say when a person does an Avera, they're literally called a mess. Rishon b'chayem nekram mesem. Sometimes a person could do an Avera and they literally cut off their neshama from the source of life on high. There's an idea of some Averos are chayiv kares, chas v'sham, where a person's soul is cut off from the source of life. And then the Ribbono Shel Olam has to punish a person. So when does Ribbono Shel Olam suffer more? At the time the person does the Avera, or at the time the person gets the punishment? Think about that for a moment. What's more painful to Hashem? When the person sins, or when the person is punished? Says the Nefesh HaChaim, there is no question that at the time of the sin, Ribbono Shel Olam is a lot more pained than at the time of the punishment. Says Nefesh HaChaim, I'll give you a mashal. The mashal is, a kid drank a little bit too much alcohol, and he fell into a stupor, and he injured himself, and he broke his neck. And he's taken to the hospital, and in the hospital they're doing a very delicate procedure, and the kid is screaming from the procedure. When is the father more in pain? When the kid was drunk and he fell and he broke his neck? Or when the kid is screaming in pain during the procedure? The father was in agony when he saw what the kid did to himself, that he injured himself lethally. During the procedure, the father is in pain that the kid is suffering, but it's not nearly as bad as when the kid fell in the first place. So too, when a person does an avera, the distance the Avera causes between the Chayte and the Ribbono Shel Olam is so much more painful to Hashem even than the punishment itself. Okay. However, if at the time the person gets the punishment, person says, I feel the pain, and I regret not only doing the Avera, I regret causing the Ribbono Shel Olam pain when I sinned, and causing the Ribbono Shel Olam pain that I have to suffer now, because I know when I'm suffering, the Ribbono Shel Olam is suffering. So you're really mischaret on two things. You regret that you did the Avera in the first place, and you regret that you're causing God pain by having to suffer now. Those two feelings of regret, Hashem will now reward you, and will accept your tshuva, both for doing the Avera, and He will reward you extra for being in pain that you caused Him pain, and you get double reward. Your salary will double. Your salary will double. So you could take half the patience. Double salary. So whatever challenge a person has, they should think, okay, I'm having this challenge, the Ribbono Shel Olam is reminding me of something. Something I could improve on. So A, I regret having done that infraction, and I regret causing the Ribbono Shel Olam pain. Says the Gemara, Kol ha-meshatev shem shamayim betzaroi, koiflin loy parnasasai. Now watch this. Says the Nefesh HaChaim. Look in number 10 in the fourth paragraph. Kol tachlis tfilas ha'adam lefanav shemay lahasar me'alav tzaray hurak al hatzar shalmala ha'mishtatif imay b'tzaray. In other words, if you daven, Refa'inu Hashem, heal me Hashem because I'm in pain, you're in the minor leagues. You're like single A, maybe double A. It's not a real tefillah. You're davening for yourself? Well, Hashem knows this is good for you. What are you davening for exactly? What exactly are you doing? Is it you're practicing saying the words? A real tefillah, an acceptable tefillah, is when you're mishtatev because Ribbono Shel Olam, I feel bad that I'm suffering and I'm causing you pain. I feel bad that I did the avera in the first place that caused you pain, and now you're punishing me and you're causing me pain, and that causes you pain. Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm waiting the whole day to hear one guy say a real tefillah. That's a tefillah. That's the only kind of tefillah you could offer. Chazal repeatedly, by Chana, it says, V'hi maras nefesh, v'tispalel al Hashem, the Gemara in Bracha says. So the Gemara darshins, hiticha dvarim klapei mala. She, so to speak, threw words up at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Which seems to indicate that Chana was like challenging God. She was speaking out against Hashem. So Nefesh HaChaim explains, even though Chana was childless and she was in terrible pain, she ignored her own plight and she said, Ribbono Shel Olam, I am davening, I want you to alleviate my pain because I don't want you to be in pain. That's what Chazal mean. She hiticha dvarim klapei mala. By the way, the same thing by Moshe Rabbeinu. By Moshe Rabbeinu, the Pasuk says, El Hashem, and the Gemara Darshins, take a look at number 9. V'amar Rebbe Lazar, Moshe hitiach dvarim klapei mala. Shenemar, v'yispalel Moshe El Hashem. Al tikri El Hashem, ela al Hashem. Why? Because Rebbe Lazar ben Yaakov calls Alephs Ayins and Ayins Alephs. So instead of Moshe Rabbeinu davening to God, we're darshining to mean he davened against Hashem. So Nefesh HaChaim says, why would we indict Moshe Rabbeinu that he's saying words against Hashem? Says the Nefesh HaChaim, against Hashem means that even though Moshe Rabbeinu and Klal Yisrael were in a difficult situation, Moshe said, forget us, it's not about us. We want it for you. That's what it means, hitiach dvarim klapei mala. It was the shvach of Moshe Rabbeinu. Says the Nefesh HaChaim, if even in a personal prayer, your kavana needs to be l'tzarch gavoya, certainly when you daven Shemoneh Esrei and you're saying the matbeya of the Berachas HaTfilah for Anshei Knesset Gedola, vaday shroi shloi l'chavin bohem klal tzorech atzmoi ela tzorech gavoya levad. Lahamshech toisef es riboy bracha o kedush alamos. It's only for the Ribbono Shel Olam. The chiddush noira. Who does that? And then, besides you, what?
Moshe was a scholar for Miriam. And yeah.
Well, you don't know what he's thinking. Please, God, heal her. Why heal her? We don't have. It doesn't. We don't have the background. We don't know what he's thinking. I'm sure he had layers and layers of machshava. So now we're learning a tremendous thing. The Chabina Rav derives from Rashi that the most powerful tefillah, in other words, if you never did this before, you could upgrade your tefillah from single A to like Hall of Fame level, just in one day. Whatever you did until now in your life, we're just practicing saying the words. Real tefillah is when you say, Ribbono Shel, I need parnasa. Why? Because I want money? No. Because if I don't have it, then you feel bad for me. I don't want to cause you any aggravation. Now you say, well, that's pretty devious, you know. That's pretty. It's like, I guess you start as much as you can, and you muster it up. But that's the highest level. Marv Rabbeisai, what's the grand finale of Shemoneh Esrei? The Torah writes, look at number 11. V'hachi itmar ba'agada, Torah simen kuf chavdeis. Amar Shmuel, kol hazoriz loy mar arba dvarm halalu, zoicha mekabel pnei shechina. Anyone who says these four things in Shemoneh Esrei will receive the shechina. Asei l'man shemecha, do it for your name. Asei l'man yiminecha, for your right hand. Do it for your Torah. Do it for your Kedusha. I know that if I'm not happy, you're not happy. So forget me. Do it for you. That's a valid tefillah. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense. It's not that it's not a valid tefillah. It's irrational. What do you mean it hurts you? The Rebbe Hashem says, because it's good for you. You can't even daven, help me. You're in a difficult situation for your benefit. So what do you want me to do? It's ridiculous. I gave it to you as a chesed. It's the only, not only acceptable, rational way to daven. But now this opens up to me an entire vista of Avodas Hashem. Okay, ready for this? There's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. You may have heard of it. The Mishnah says, Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel, Antignois Ish Soiche says, don't be like a servant who serves his master to get reward. Serve your master not to get reward. Right? So we all know that it's not like such a high level to do mitzvahs to get reward. Says Nav Shachayim, that's for a regular guy. But what if you say, why did Hashem create the world? To give us the opportunity to get Olam Haba. Because Ribbono Shel Olam wants to give us Olam Haba. So what if I do a mitzvah? Not that I'm doing the mitzvah so I should get Olam Haba. I want to make Hashem happy by giving me Olam Haba. So says Nefesh HaChaim, that's the highest madriga. The lowest madriga is to do mitzvahs only for your own benefit, to get Olam Haba. But if you say, I don't want to do the mitzvah to get Olam Haba for me. I want to do the mitzvah to get Olam Haba because you want me to get Olam Haba. Ah, that's even higher than someone who does mitzvahs to get not to get reward. You hear that? That's the highest madriga. I want to do mitzvahs, so you should give me Olam Haba because I want you to be happy. Says the Nefesh HaChaim in Ruach Chaim. He says now, you'll say, but this is a scam. It's a scam. Yeah, I really, really, I'm getting up in the morning at 5 a.m. Not for me. Not because I want to get Olam Haba. Because I want to make you happy. Really? So Rabbi, I have one question for you. What if we would tell you that you're going to do the mitzvah and the Olam Haba is going to go to your neighbor? Because since you're not doing it for your own benefit, you're doing it for Hashem to make him happy. Hashem is equally as happy if you get the Olam Haba or he gets the Olam Haba. So would you still do the mitzvah if the schar would go to Pliny? No, I don't need to make Hashem that happy. So what do you mean? You're only willing to make him happy if you get it? So then you're doing it for yourself. You're not doing it for Hashem. So Nefesh HaChaim says the barometer to know whether in fact, in other words, I guess you could say the same thing by Yisurim, where a person says, Hashem, don't take it away because I'm in pain. I don't want you to be in pain. What if Hashem would say, okay, how about I'll listen to your tefillah. Instead of taking away your pain, I'll take away his pain. Would you accept that tefillah? No, that's not what I had in mind. So then you know it's a real scam. In other words, the determining fact, the barometer to tell if how disingenuous you are is if the Ribbono Shel Olam will say, okay, I'll take away his pain or I'll give him the reward. But a start it is. It is a start. In fact, what? You see, the same type of thing there where you daven, Hashem send him the Yeshua, so you get it first. So you're saying, let's say I only do it so I should get it first?
I'm saying it doesn't make a difference. The same way it works with this.
Does it work there? Let's say a person says, I'm only davening for him because I want to get answered first. Does it still work? Well, applying the same logic here, he seems to say, you know, it has to be fully real. It's something. A head taller than the guy next to you, that you are. You know? How genuine it is, the more genuine it is, the farther the tefillah will go.
And John Esther, none of the brachos are singular. It's all Lashon Rabbi. So yeah. We're asking for everybody, not for ourselves. Every bracha.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
When you're asking for parnasa, you mean
everybody.
That's the bracha. Not everyone is as such. I understand that. But most people, their kavana, when they're thinking Rifa'inu, they're not thinking of... I know what you say. Because I also say that word. I also say Rifa'inu. But most people, when they say Rifa'inu, they're thinking about their family. B'sosh shachal Yisrael, you throw that in. B'sosh shachal Yisrael. Whatever that means. By the way, the Pasuk says by Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moshe Rabbeinu asked to go into Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara asks, why did Moshe Rabbeinu want to go into Eretz Yisrael? To eat the fruits? Moshe Rabbeinu says that there are many mitzvahs that were only commanded in Eretz Yisrael. And so Hashem says, well, you only want to get the schar, so I'll give you the schar anyway. So that's the Gemara in Saita. So Nefesh Chaim says, really? Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael just to get the schar? Says the Ruach Chaim, no, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael to get the schar to make Hashem happy. Not for himself. He didn't want to do it for himself. He wanted to get the schar to make Hashem happy. So Rabbi Yossi wanted to know, when am I going to quote the Chayz of Lublin already? So right now, okay? Says the Chayz of Lublin on this pasuk, Vayomer Hashem, Salachti kidvarecha, Askula. Vayomer Hashem, Hashem said, Salachti, anyone who cries out to me, kidvarecha, anyone who cries out to me, help me, not for me, but for you. Hashem says, Moshe, I'm answering your tefillah. Salachti, I will always give slicha, mechila, kapara, parnasa, bracha to anyone who davens to me, kidvarecha, like you daven to me. That's how the Chazal Blin interprets it. That this type of tefillah, it's on a different stratosphere than regular tefillah. That there's a haftacha, that when you daven, leman shemoi, it works. It works. So I happened to see today, and I saw it yesterday, and this really was what got me into this topic, from Rav Tzvi Hirsch of Zidachev. A new thing to think about when you're eating. Okay? It's not on this list. First you got to master this list. How many cards could you put down in front of you while you're eating the sandwich already? First get this list down, then we'll update it. Okay? Says Rav Tzvi Hirsch Mizidachev, you know what you should think when you're eating? It's like, imagine if you're eating, imagine, you know, your grandmother sitting next to you, and she's feeding you a meal, and she's watching you as you eat. And you see her face, you know? She's getting more hana than you are. Yeah? So if you have a little hearts, you think, it's a good meal, but I'm also eating because I'm giving I'm giving my grandmother enjoyment. When you eat food, you should think, the Ribbono Shel Olam created this world for me to enjoy. I am giving nachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by enjoying this meal. That's not a bad one. Think, I'm preparing myself. The Reb Tzvi Hirsch of Zidachev. Look what he writes, number 15. V'kibalti mimoiri chosni HaKadosh. This is from the Sefer Amud HaTorah. Quoting Rav Tzvi Hirsch of Zidachev. He's quoting Chaisani. That's what Tzvi Hirsch. Asher shoyrash kavonas ha'achilahi, lahachin atzmai, prepare yourself. Lekabel chesed, to accept chesed, mehachofetz chesed, from the one who desires chesed, asher zeh rotzayn ba ha'chesed. The Ribbono Shel Olam created the world to be mative to you. So you say, look, you know, if it would be up to me, I don't know if I would. I would just eat bread and water. But there's a steak in front of me. I know the Ribbono Shel Olam wants me to enjoy it, so I'm eating it to make him happy. Now you say, well, Hashem will say, well, if you really want me to make me happy, you'll eat the bread and give your friend the steak. That happy I'm not looking to make. I'm not ready to make Hashem that happy, but a little bit happy. Once I'm happy, I want to be happy so that the Ribbono Shel Olam should also be happy. So that's, it comes out, whatever you do, every mitzvah you do, of course you want to get schar. You know, Rav Miller would say, halavai, we should do mitzvahs for schar. If somebody today, Bezman Azed, does a mitzvah for schar, he's a tzaddik yisoid oylam. But if all you also think, I want to get schar because I want to make Hashem happy that I got schar, you daven, Ribbono Shel Olam, please send refuah, and I know that you feel my pain and I don't want you to be in pain. Please send the Yeshua because I know that it will alleviate your tzar. Or what if, you know, you're davening for your child, the Rav Pinchas Friedman once told me, it is a beautiful idea. Say, look, Ribbono Shel Olam, see this kid over here? We're partners. We're partners, no? There are three partners in a person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Aviv Imai. Okay, so for my own nachas? Okay. But I want you to have nachas. We're in it together. Ribbono Shel Olam, we're in this together. It's me, my wife, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Ribbono Shel Olam, this is for you. You're my partner over here. So I'm davening for you. Okay. Now this is Mamish Ayim Anayra. Because this is not just a tefillah that was effective in the time of the Chayin HaMeraglim, where Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Mi bilti yecholas Hashem," and Hashem said, you know what? Salachti kidvarecha. You know, there's a day called Yom Kippur. You ever hear of it? The 10th day of Tishrei? How does it start? Slach no lavoy namazek goyda chastecha v'chasher nosozum azumi mitzvah mi'an heina v'sham ne'mar. What do we say? V'ayomer Hashem solachti kidvarecha. Could somebody tell me why we're saying a pasuk from the Chayin HaMeraglim that happened on Tisha B'Av? Did you get this right? Is this, you took out the right machzor? That has nothing to do with Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur was the Chet Ha'egel. Solachti Kedvarecha is the Chet HaMeraglim. So you maybe put back the kinnis. Okay, put the kinnis back on the shelf and take out your Yom Kippur machzor. But where did the Solachti Kedvarecha get to Yom Kippur? And think about it. You've been saying it for weeks since Slichas began. Pow, wrong pasuk. It doesn't say Solachti Kivarecha by the Chet HaEgal. Even though I know you all, if I would have stopped you on a random street corner and I would have asked you, where does it say Solachti Kivarecha? You, every last one of you would have said Chet HaEgal. Not one person here would have known it was in Parsha Shlach. It was by the Chet HaMeraglim. You say, yeah, you didn't remember. Everyone thinks it has to do with the Chet HaEgal. You know why? Because Chazal constantly say Salachti Kivarecha by the Chet HaEgel, even though it doesn't say it there. I'll give you an example. Rashi, random Rashi and Ekev. Look at this. I'm very happy about this, because I think I had this confused also. Right? Everybody thinks, I thought Salachti Kivarecha is the Chet HaEgel, Yom Kippur. It has nothing to do with Yom Kippur, wrong day. It's the 10th and the 9th, right? The 10th of Tishrei and the 9th of Av. Rashi and Ekev says, Asa oid mem yom, Moshe Rabbeinu goes up 40 days. Nimsu kolam yom akipurim, boi biyom nisratza kodesh baruchu liyisrael besimcha, ve'oimer loy lemoshe, solachti kidvarecha, bamidbar yudalet chaf parsha shlach. Huh? No, he didn't say solachti kidvarecha. Rabbeinu Bechayi says in this week's parsha, Rabbeinu Bechayi says, on the fifth line. Solachti kedvarecha hivinu razel pasuk ze beharbe mekoymos betalmud shalmaso egal nemar. Many Gemaras understand the pasuk Solachti kedvarecha is going on the egal. Which Gemaras? There's not one in Shas. Rabbi Nachai says there Chazal in many places in the Talmud say Solachti kedvarecha is going on the Ched HaEgal. Right? Hivinu razal pasuk ze beharbe mekoymos betalmud. Where in the Talmud? Nowhere. Nowhere. There's not one Gemara in Shas. So the Mefarshim, Rabbi Mechai says, we found one girs in the Tanad Belio, but clearly Rashi learns Salachti Kvarech is going on the Egel. And Rabbi Mechai says it's in many places of Chazal. Why? Why?
Which was
the worst
of the
Meraglim
or the Egel?
Well, you tell me. The Egel, they abandoned God and they worshipped idols. Right. And the Meraglim, they said the fruits are big.
They said the land was better.
The land. How about God? Let's say they abandoned God and they bowed down to a cow.
The Meraglim were Avodah Zarah too.
No Avodah Zarah. Which ones?
The Meraglim.
There was no cow. They didn't take any Buddha and bow down. The Egel. And yet, listen to Rabbi Nachai. Rabbi Nachai says many places in Chazal say Solachti Kivarecha is going on the Egel. How could that be? You ready for this? Look in the Chizkuni. Chizkuni says, Moshe says, Slach no lavoin hamazeh, forgive them for the meraglim. V'chasher nasos lamazem yimtzav ad heina, just like you did by the Egel. Vayoyma Hashem, Solachti Kidvarecha! I'll cut you the Egel. But the Meraglim, nothing doing. You hear the Chizkuni learns? Chizkuni learns, Moshe says, Slach na lavoynoma azeh! Forgive them for the Meraglim! Just like you forgave them for the Egel! V'chasher nasosom azeh! And Hashem said, Solachti Kidvarecha! I'll forgive them like you said for the Egel. Meraglim, they're all dying. So according to the Chizkuni, Solachti Kidvarecha is only going on the Egel. Isn't that amazing? According to the Chizkuni, Solachti Kidvarecha is only going on the Egel.
We see it's much bigger of Egel.
You know, it's a good thing I gave the shiur Tuesday night. I'll tell you why. Because if it was Wednesday, I would have had more time. And then I would have been calm about it. And then I had something brewing. And I probably would have developed it. I just couldn't find the sefer I was looking for. But I was mamash and I had no idea what I was going to talk about. So I needed tremendous siyata d'shmaya. This, I think, is one of the most important shiurim I ever gave. Really. Really. I think this is one of the most important shiurim I ever gave.
This last pshat that you said proves my point that Meraglim was the worst of Eva than the Egel. The Meraglim was,
of course, yeah.
The Meraglim
so
was killed out.
Kivarecha is in Parshas Shlach. And it's being included.
According to the Chizkuni,
Moshe knows the drill,
right?
And he's bringing
forth
them to Rashi.
Well, no. Forget. Obviously, Rashi doesn't. Rashi doesn't agree with this.
But it's in Shlach, but yeah. It's not being.
It's not on Shlach, right?
Not helping.
Correct.
That doesn't stem.
It doesn't help me at all. I'm just saying. Okay. I'm pointing out that everybody thought Solachti Kivarech is going in the Egel. Even though I'm showing you it appears by the Meraglim, it doesn't appear by the Egel. Rashi and Ekev says it's going on the Egel. Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar says Chazal understands it's going on the Egel. And I'm showing you the Chizkuni holds it's only going on the Egel and it's not going on the Meraglim. Meaning, Slach no lava namazah for the Meraglim. Just like you atone them for the Egel, Hashem said, no, like you say, I atone them for the Egel, nothing doing with the Meraglim. But Rashi obviously doesn't hold that way.
Chizkuni makes sense. I mean,
right? Because Rashi writes in this week's Parsha, Solachti Kidvarecha, I'll forgive you for the Meraglim, like you said, because otherwise the Goyim are going to say, I can't take you out. So Rashi's not learning like the Chizkuni, because Rashi's learning, Solachti Kidvarecha, like you said that if I don't forgive them, people are going to say I'm weak. So therefore, I'm going to forgive them for the Meraglim. So then what? Is it going on the Egel also?
Right.
Watch this. It took me a very long time to find this. because they say this is from the Balei HaTosfos. It's not in the Das Zakenim Balei HaTosfos. It's in the old print of Das Zakenim. It's not in Das Zakenim Balei HaTosfos. It's just in the old ancient print of Das Zakenim. Das Zakenim says like this. This is also wild. This also doesn't fit into Rashi. Who says the words, Vayoymer Hashem Salachti Kidvarecha? So what do you mean, who says it? Vayoymer Hashem. God says, I forgive you. Taisa says, no. When Rashi says that Salachti Kidvarecha was going on the Egel, you know what Rashi means? Rashi means like this. Slachna la'avayna maza. Forgive this nation. Kegoyda chastecha. And you'll say, really? Is there any precedent? Yeah. V'chasher nososa la'om azem yimitzayim v'yadhina. V'sham nemar. And just like you bore this nation, when you took them out of Mitzrayim, and they served the Egel, and you know what you, God, said back at the time of the Egel? You said, V'yomer Hashem salachti kivarecha by the Egel. You know whose words these are? Moshe's words, not God's words. That's how the Balei HaTosfos learn. So the Chizkuni learns, God said, I forgive you for the Egel, but not the Meraglim. Moshe says it means, Slachna la'avayna maza, forgive them now. And you'll say, what precedent is there that I should give you? Because the chasher nasosol mazem imtzayim v'yadhina v'sham nemar, there it says by the Egel, v'yom Hashem salachti kivarecha. You said, Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, these are your words by the Egel. And what does Hashem say? No. Hashem said no. Hashem said no. Also doesn't fit into Rashi. So Chizkuni learns, v'yom Hashem, Hashem said it. Balei HaTosfos learn, Vayoyim Hashem is all Moshe talking and saying what Hashem said at the time of the Chen HaMeraglim. But Rashi seems to be learning like this. Slachna la'avayna mazeh now. Just like you forgave Klal Yisrael at the time of the Egel. And Hashem said, I will forgive them even now like you said. Which means that both by the Egel and by the Meraglim, the argument of Moshe was, this is going to be a Chil Hashem. By the Egel, Hashem said, Lama yechera abcha be'amecha, Lama yoimru, Mitzrayim, why should Egypt say that you took them out to kill us? So think about it. Both times we were in a jam, when Moshe Rabbeinu needed to bail us out, he didn't say, save us because then there won't be Jewish people. He said, save us because what Mitzrayim will say. Save us because what the nations of the world will say. So I saw in a sefer from Rav Shmuel Yaakov Bornstein, he wrote on Chumash, Zois L'Yaakov, he has Shiurim on Chelek. He says, really, every Yeshua in the history of Klal Yisrael came about only through a tefillah that the Ribbono Shel Olam should save us for him and not for us. There's a pasuk in Tehillim, in Halal.
Why didn't it say by the Egel Salafi Kibra? Why is it only said here?
Right. It's like Divrei Torah, Aniyim b'makam echad, v'ashim b'makam echad. It's like a principle in Torah that sometimes something will appear in a different place and it has to be extrapolated. Right. The fact alone that, just bringing it to your attention, like it doesn't say it where you think it says it elsewhere, and yet everybody associates those words with the Cheder Egel. In Tehillim we say, Loi lanu Hashem, loi lanu. Not for our sake. Not for our sake. Ki l'shimcha tein kavayt. For your sake. In Yeshaya, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, Lemani, lemani esa. For my sake, I will act. So the Gemara Pesachim says, what is this parak in Tehillim that we say to the Ribbono Shel Olam? It's not for our sake, it's not for our sake. The Gemara brings many opinions. That one opinion is, Moshe and Klal Yisrael said it when they stood at the Yam. They said, Hashem, save us, but not for us. Save us for you. And Hashem said, you're right. Lamani, I'll do it for me. Rabbi Lezer Madoy says, Devorah and Barak said it when they were facing Sisra. They said, Loi lanu, loi lanu. And Hashem responded, okay, I'll do it for me. Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah said, They said it when they were facing Chizkiah, when Chizkiah was facing Sancheirav. And they said, Ribbono Shel'Olam, save us, but not for us. And Hashem said, okay, Lamani. Rabbi Kiva said, Hanani Mishal Vazariah said, Loi Lanu, Loi Lanu. And Hashem said, Lamani. Rabbi Yosef Aglia says, Mordechai the Esther said, not for us. Hashem said, I'll do it for myself. The Chachamim say, for every tzara that befalls Klal Yisrael, we were masakeh in the way you daven is, Loi Lanu Hashem, Loi Lanu, Ki L'Shimcha Tein Kavod. And what about the Gula Hasida? Which might answer, you know, what in the world are we still doing here? Like, what more do we have to do? The Ramban writes in the Pasuk, Amarti Afayem, Ashbisa Me'enosh Zechram. The Ramban writes in Parshas Hazinu, look in the second line, V'galusenu Ata Tama Zuchus Avais. We have no more Zuchusim. We don't have Zuchus Avais. They're gone. They've been depleted. Ve'en lanu hatzala miyada amim rak ba'avor shmai hagadol. All we could say is, Ribbono Shel'Olam, please help us in Eretz Yisrael. Please help Klal Yisrael b'chol makom shehem. Otherwise, it's such a chilul Hashem. How could your people be so disparaged? How could your people be in such pain? What are the nations of the world going to say? They're going to say that you forsook us, but we've stuck it out with you for 2,000 years. What are they going to say about your children? Ribbono Shel'Olam, you have to bring the Geula. Look how mankind has descended into such emptiness and promiscuity, where people, they can't tell the difference between right and wrong. Ribbono Shel'Olam, it's not for my parnasa, it's not for my honor, it's for your name. You have to help Klal Yisrael for your name, says the Torah. In the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, we say Zoicher Chaste Avos, Umevi Goyal Levnei Vneihem, Laman Shemai. You know what the meaning is? Zoicher Chaste Avos. You remember the kindness of our forefathers. But we know Tama Zuchus Avos. There's nothing left in the account. So what do you mean, Avram Yitzchak? Yeah, even a billionaire could also blow all the money. Yeah. Someone who's foolish enough, he could be a multi-billionaire. We blew it already. There's nothing left in the account. It's Tamaz Chosavis, the Torah says. The meaning of the Baruch Shemoneh Esrei is Rezoicher Chaste Yavis. Yavon Shem remembers the kindness of Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. The problem is, there's nothing left. So how's the Gula going to happen? Umevi Goyal Levnei Venehem. You know why? Leman Shemoi. For his sake. Is otherwise it's going to be a chil Hashem. When Hashem elevates Klal Yisrael, then people see there's justice in the world. People see there's right and wrong. People see the truth of the Torah. Says Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, if you tell somebody, listen, you have a lot of credit with me, so I'm going to help you out, but your friend blows all the credit and he has nothing left, but you promised him and you help him out, you can do it happily or you can do it begrudgingly. You can do it begrudgingly. You say, you know, you have a lot of credit, so I'm going to help you. But he blew all the credit. So you'll help him out, but you're not going to be happy about it. But when the Ribbono Shel'Olam bails us out, even though we've depleted all our credit, when the Ribbono Shel'Olam is Umevi Goya Levnei V'Nehem Leman Shemoi, he still does it be'ahava. He still does it because he loves us. Even though we blew it, and we have no zechusim, and we're totally unworthy. And Rav Shmuel Yaakov Bornstein says this is what it means, that Mashiach will come Bedar Shekulei Chayiv. Bedar Shekulei Chayiv means count is empty. We're an overdraft. But still, he'll do it Laman Shemai, but you have to make sure you know how to ask for it Laman Shemai. That's the limud of Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayoymer Hashem, Salachti Kidvarecha, Beshvil Masha Amarta, Pen Yoymru Mibilti Yecholes Hashem. Which the Chayza Lublin says was a Haftacha, that whenever somebody davens like that, that's how it bailed us out in the times of the Egel. times of Chin HaMeraglim, in the times of Sancheirev, in the times of Haman, in the times of every tzara, and Chazal say every future tzara. The key is only Loi Lanu Hashem, Loi Lanu, Ki L'Shimcha Tein Kavod. It's for the Ribbono Shel'Olam's name. And if we daven that way, we'll be Zoicha, who may be Goyal of Neven Ahem, L'man Shemai, B'Yahava. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful...
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.